Are you a leader or change maker inside of your business, organization, or corporation? Are you looking for new, innovative ways to drive morale through the roof? Are you looking for fun and exciting icebreakers, team building exercises, and activities that will foster team growth, friendships, loyalty, and completely transform your organization from the inside out? Have you been searching for a fun and unique way to create change instead of the same old dry, boring leadership books and icebreakers that aren't actually working? Hi, I'm Erin Deal, business improv edutainer, fail fluencer, and professional Zoombie who is ready to help you improve it. My mission in life is to help you develop teams and leaders through play, improv, and experiential learning. In this podcast, we will deep dive into professional development, team building, effective communication, networking, presentation skills, leadership training, how to think more quickly on your feet, and everything in between. We have helped everyone from Fortune 500 companies to small mom and pop shops transform their business, their leadership, and their people through play. So grab your chicken hat. We are about to have some fun. Welcome to Improve It, the podcast. Hello, Improve It family. It's me. I mean, can you believe it is the end or middle to the end of 2021? Now, let's rephrase that. This is the end almost of November when this episode is airing. I'm recording this in the beginning of November, and I am just shocked that we are here now. This year has gone by so fast. So many things have happened. We have all become stronger and better because of it. But I want to talk to you today about how you can make 2022 your most successful year ever. I'm going to give you our vision setting framework for you, our Improve It family, our corporate leaders. Whether you're leading a team in HR, you're leading a marketing team, a sales team, whoever you are leading, or perhaps you're a person who wants to lead people, we're going to set you up with some of our vision setting techniques to make it your best year yet. So I hope you've already purchased your planners, okay? Your markers. I'm just kidding. I haven't done that yet. But one of my favorite things to do, I'm such a nerd, is buy my school supplies for the next year. Like I totally, in elementary school, I don't know about you, and I'm an elder millennial, so this might hit home for some of you, used to get so excited to go to the store and buy those Lisa Frank folders and Trapper Keepers and those little boxes for your pencils. Oh my gosh. I mean, what a time to be alive. I saw a meme the other day that was like, this was how you showed off your outfit in the 90s, and it was one of those mechanical pencil sharpeners with a little spinny arm wheel. So I used to really get down with some pencils. I was not a lead pencil person. I like the real deal. So where I'm going with this is get your pen, your paper, your office supplies ready, because I have got some really great tips for you to vision set for 2022. We're going to give you our legit vision setting framework that we use in our virtual and in-person workshops. So before we get into this, number one, thank you for taking time out of your day to improve yourself, to be here with me. I want to remind you, if you haven't yet gotten your Hybrid Hype worksheet, that is something that we are offering to you. You can find it in the show notes. It's a really awesome worksheet that allows you to think about how you're keeping your team motivated and inspired throughout the rest of 2021 going into 2022. So you'll find that link there. And then also in the show notes, check out our link to SpeakPipe, okay? This is one of those old school, but now new school ways of dropping us a question. And I'd love to hear from you. If you want to be featured on the show, let me know. Literally, just click the link in the show notes. It'll take you to this little button that you hit record. Hit record, answer your question or ask your question, and then that will go directly to me. I will listen to that question and then create content for you around it. So, wanted to make sure I got those two things out of the way. Let's dive in to your vision setting framework. Okay. So, before you get ready to vision set with your team, I want you to think about this. Have you ever just dove right into vision setting or brainstorming or a meeting and you just get right to the point? A lot of people love that. But when you are thinking about creative thinking and planning and futuristic ideating, you need to be in a space that is A, inclusive, and B, safe. So, one of the very first things that we do in our vision setting workshop is we create a safe space for everyone involved. So what does this mean for you? What does this mean for you and your team? So create some form of icebreakers that get your team's wheels in motion. How can they start thinking differently? How can we get them out of this normal day-to-day thinking that they're always thinking in? How do we make them think outside of the box, see things with a new set of eyes? We can't just dive right in. We've got to ease them in. We always say in our workshops that you dip a toe and then the foot, and then by the end, you got the whole leg in to being comfortable with the uncomfortable. Vision setting is going to ask your team to think very creatively, think futuristically, and it's going to ask them to really stretch their mindset, because a lot of times, and especially in 2020 and 2021, we couldn't see the day ahead of us. And sometimes planning too far ahead actually screwed us over in the end because the world changed and we had to completely pivot. So you need to make sure that the safe space is built so your team feels like, I'm going to share an idea and no one is going to negate me in that process. I'm going to be heard. I'm going to be excited about sharing these ideas. So think about some icebreakers that you can do. Now, if you're doing these in person or virtually, we have two really great icebreakers that we put in a show. We're going to link to that episode also in the show notes here. You can go back, listen to that episode, take those icebreakers, use them. We give you step-by-step every time I say we, it's me saying it, but it's my team helping. So just know that's the we, okay? But it is a really fantastic show that gives you two icebreakers to use at the top of a meeting to get your team to share a safe space, to get them warmed up, to share ideas. So that's one option for you. We also have another episode of the Improve It podcast with one of the Improve It fam, Kim Magnus, longtime friend and client. So her episode is packed full of really good tips, but it also gives a tangible activity that you can do as an icebreaker. I witnessed her do this when we worked with her team at Pabst Brewery. So here's what she did, and I'll just share that with you here, but go back and listen to that episode too, because it's so good. So what she did was before the meeting that she had for her team, this was actually at the end of the year in December. They were planning ahead for the year ahead. She had each team member email her their favorite snack. So she put their favorite snacks in brown paper bags all around the room. This is an in-person activity, okay? And everyone had to just pick up a brown paper bag, see the snack that was inside of the bag, and then go around the room. And they were not allowed to talk, so they added another extra layer to this game and find out whose snack it was. So they're using body language. You'll watch them laugh and kind of try to figure out who eats what by just miming actions. It's hilarious, but also so thoughtful because A, she was listening to the team and hearing them and incorporating some of their more favorite things to make it more meaningful and special. So right off the bat, she was setting the expectation that you were involved. This is a safe space. I want you to interact with your team. I want you to get to know each other on a deeper level versus this transactional thing that we've been doing. So take a look at those two episodes if you need some more ideas on how to create a safe space before you get into vision setting. In our vision setting workshop, in particular, we do two activities that really get the team to synergize, to think together collectively, and to allow every single person's voice to be heard. So that is step one for your vision setting frameworks. Step two is you are going to then brainstorm priorities, okay? Brainstorm priorities. That's like an actor's warm-up. Unique New York, unique New York. So brainstorm priorities. So you, if you are a listener of the show, know about Yes And. And Yes And is the heartbeat of every single thing that we do. It is all about making sure that every team member's voice is heard. It is about adding to the conversation versus negating. And it is about postponing judgment. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to use this Yes And with your team and have the end goal in mind to do this Yes And framework. So what is it that you want your team to walk out of this meeting with? Is it a mission statement for your team collectively for the next year? Is it specific priorities for the team? Is it revenue goals? So have whatever your end goal is in mind and then use this Yes And framework. So let's say you wanted to walk away from this vision setting meeting that you're setting up for your team with priorities for the next year. You want to have, there's four quarters in a year, you want four priorities for the year ahead for your team. So you sit everyone on your team in a room or on Zoom and you lay this groundwork. So we are going to do a Yes And brainstorm on priorities for the next year. Everybody might have different priorities. So we're going to collectively come up with the one that makes sense for all of us collectively. Here's the catch. You cannot say no or any type of thing that resembles a no to anything that is said. You must use Yes And in order to share an idea. So if I went first and I said, I would like for us to have a really robust content calendar. And then Susie says, yes, and I would like for us to really focus on internal culture. And then Bobby says, yes, and I would like pizza every day mailed to my house. That's, you know, that's Bobby. That's Bobby's choice. But we all have a Bobby, right? We all have a Bobby. We have a Susie. We have all of us, and we need all those people for the team to work out. So the idea is, though, no one can negate Bobby, and nobody can negate each other's ideas. And what that does is allowing everybody to build on top of each other. So you brainstorm whatever it is you want the end result to be using Yes And, okay? That is step two. Now, we also do this in our vision setting workshop. We really have a very fun and unique way to do this. We use Yes And, spoiler alert, but this also, we take it a little bit deeper and we dive more into the individual of the team and the individual within the team's priorities to help really get to the heart of what the team wants. So just for your sake, right now, take Yes and use it as a way to brainstorm, okay? Step three, we got three steps here. Prioritize your priorities. Another tongue twister. Here you go. Prioritize priorities. Prioritize priorities. So find out by voting what is the most important priority to the team. So back to my example. If my goal for my vision setting framework meeting with my team was to walk away with four priorities for the next year for my team, four priorities, one priority per quarter, then I would have taken a list of all the ideas that were used in Yes And. So Also, one thing to note is have a person jot down all of the ideas, a scribe, if you will, jot down all the ideas that come out of the yes and brainstorm. I would then have the team vote on the top four. So we would say you can only pick four. Close your eyes. It's like heads up, seven up. Okay, remember that? I'm really going back to the old school here. I love that game too. Elementary school is on my brain right now. So anyway, back to this tangible. You're brainstorming. You've got all these ideas written down. You vote on the top four because that's what I want to walk away with. Okay, it could be different for you. Everybody votes. You can only vote four times. Let's say we've got a list of 20 priorities. We're going to narrow it down to the top four. Those top four are voted on by the team, not as you as the leader. Let me say this again, by the team. This is why this is so important, okay? It is unbelievably important to have the team be a part of the vision setting for the next year. I can tell you organizations I've been a part of where I was just a part of the hamster wheel and I had no part or no say in how anything was going to happen for the organization. I was told, here are our priorities, here's what we're focusing on. And I didn't have any buy-in. I didn't care as much as when I was able to have an opinion, to put in my 2 cents. And even if those 2 cents did not make a dollar, those 2 cents were heard and they were built upon. And that made me want to show up each day. It motivated me to continue with the goal and the end result in mind because I shared in that collective building. And then when the success happened, I shared in that collective success. So let your team help you with this. This is the most important part. Have them vote on the top priorities. Again, in my example, I wanted four. Then find a creative way to have the team share these priorities collectively with the organization. Maybe they're just presenting them to each other. In our vision setting workshop, we have a really fun method to helping everybody share their priorities in a very creative way. It's so fun to watch. It's one of my favorite parts of that workshop. And again, we've created that safe space. We've allowed everybody to brainstorm and share in those ideas. And then watching them all contribute and share in that success at the very end is one of my favorite things. So remember these three tips. Create a safe space. Let me say steps. Remember these three steps because they are so important. That safe space is number one. You have to have a safe space before you can get into the meat and potatoes. Think of it like the appetizer. You need a safe space. I go to a restaurant. Your girl needs a nappy, okay? I can't just jump into the meal. I want a spinach artichoke dip. So give them the artichoke dip. Wet their palate a little bit before they get into the meat and the potatoes, which is brainstorming. Because I guarantee you that energy that you created in the safe space is going to spill over. And if you don't create energy at all, you're just getting the energy that they're walking into the meeting with from whatever happened to them 5 minutes ago. You have to set the tone. Your energy as a leader sets the tone for the team. So create that safe space, number one. Number two, brainstorm the priorities, okay? What is it? Know what your end result is in mind, whether you want them to have priorities for every quarter, whether you're setting revenue goals, whether you're setting goals for marketing and figuring out what those are. Know those priorities, but brainstorm using this Yesian framework. And step three, prioritize those priorities, get a collective vote so everyone has buy-in, and then find a fun way to present it to the group. This is the framework of our vision setting workshop. I literally just gave it to you. So if there is any way that you have questions or want to know more, let me know. If you're interested in booking a vision setting workshop for your team, We would love to help you. We do these over Zoom constantly. We've already done three as it's ending. We already did three in October as we're gearing up towards the end of Q4. So they're a very awesome way to set the tone for your team going into 2022. We use a lot of improv techniques, more than what I gave you here. But I really gave you the meat and potatoes of the workshop here because I want you to have this. It's so important. It is so important to have these fundamentals and this framework as you try to set your team up for success for 2022. So let us know if we can help you in any way with vision setting. You can email us at info@learntoimproveit.com. If you haven't, get your hybrid hype worksheet. Take it, fill it out. It's so much fun. And it has a little fillable section on the worksheet so you can fill it out right at your computer. Think through it, answer the questions in your own mind as you're leading your team in this hybrid workforce. Send us a note on SpeakPipe too so we can hear from you what you liked, if you have a question, what you want more of. And get out there and set some goals, okay? Let's do some hashtag goals for 2022 because you're a leader and because your team needs that direction and because you are the leader that's going to motivate them to the success that you know that they can do by believing in them, creating the safe space, having this yes and brainstorm, and then allowing them to be a part of that success and celebrating that success collectively. I'm so proud of you, Improve It family. Thank you for showing up every single week. Thank you for being you. Keep improving, keep failing, because the world needs that special it that only you can bring. I'll see you back here next week. Big hugs. Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to Improve It. I am so happy you are along for the ride. If you enjoyed this show, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star review and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Now, if you're really feeling today's show and you've improved it even just a little bit, please take a screenshot and tag me at Keeping It Real Deal on Instagram and share it in your stories. I'll see you next week. But I want to leave you with this thought. What did you improve today, and how will that help your future successful self? Think about it. I am rooting for you, and the world needs that special it that only you can bring. See you next time.